Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our previous discussion on what happens after death, we spoke about how the deceased can benefit themselves after they have passed on, where in their lifetime, they give sadaqah jariyah, build a masjid, print books, dig a well. People continue to benefit and you continue to get the reward. Or by imparting knowledge. You teach someone Surah Fatiha, long after you die, they teach someone else, they teach someone else, they teach someone else. It's a perpetual reward for you. And you bring up your child in Islam and give them the correct upbringing. They will then make dua for you. They will then make thawab-e jariyah for you. Sahaba asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can we give charity on behalf of our deceased parents? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, do so. You'll get the reward. They will get the benefit. Then try and attend the janazah of the marhum in big numbers. The bigger the number, the greater the chance of them being forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Pay their debts, because they are hostage as long as their debts are not sorted out. Any other affairs that they have left unresolved in this world, sort it out. And be like the Sahaba whom Allah praised in the Quran, that they make dua, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, that, oh Allah, forgive us and forgive those who preceded us with iman. So you can only benefit the deceased if they have passed away with iman. Otherwise, Nuh alayhi salam couldn't benefit his son, Ibrahim alayhi salam could not benefit his father, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam could not benefit his uncle. Now, the grave becomes illuminated due to prayers. Imam Ahmad has quoted the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that a black man who cleaned the masjid passed away and was buried at night. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam came and was informed, he said, go to his grave. So they went. They went. And then he said, these graves are engulfed in darkness for the inhabitants, but Allah illuminates them through my prayer over them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went and prayed over him. The same story about Mihjan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whose grave is this? They said, Mihjan. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, she was devoted to picking up harmful things found in the masjid. So he said, why did you not inform me? They said, you were sleeping and we did not want to trouble you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not do this. For my prayer over your deceased is a source of illumination for them in the graves. So there's a narration that Ibn Rajab has made mention of, that a person says, I saw Rabia Adawiyah in my dream, and I would frequently supplicate for her. So she said to me, dear Bashar bin Ghalib, this was the person who saw the dream, your gifts come to us on trays of light, draped in silk scarves. I asked, how is this so? She said, this is what happens with the prayer of the believers who are alive. When they pray for the dead, they are answered. It is placed on trays of light and it is covered in silk scarves. Then it is brought to the deceased for whom the supplication was made, and he is told, this is a gift from so-and-so. Amr bin Jarir says, when the slave of Allah supplicates for his deceased brother, an angel comes to him in his grave and says to him, inhabitant of the lonely grave, this is a gift from you, from your concerned brother. Bishr bin Mansur said, a man stayed behind at the cemetery during the period of the plague to attend the funeral prayers. When night fell, he stood at the gate of the graveyard and said, may Allah turn your loneliness into company, spare you your isolation, overlook your sins and accept your good deeds. And he would say no more. He said, one night I went back to my family and did not visit the graveyard and supplicate for them as I usually did. While I was asleep, there was a huge group of people who came to me and I asked, who are you? What has brought you here? He was seeing this in a dream. And they replied, we are the inhabitants of the grave. I then said, what do you want? They said, you have a habit of sending us a gift before leaving to go to your family. So he said, what is that? They said, the supplications, the dua you make for us. Today you did not do it. So he said, okay, I'll resume. And he never stopped thereafter. Sufyan bin Uyayna used to say, the dead are more in need of prayers, duas, than the living of food and drink. So one is to read and make isal thawab. The other is to make dua for them. That Allah must forgive them, Allah must illuminate their grave, Allah must expand their grave. Ja'far Khaldi related that Abbas bin Ya'qub heard his father saying that one of the righteous saw his father in a dream and he said to him, my dear son, why have you stopped sending your gifts to us? So the son said, my father, do the dead recognize the gifts of the living? He replied, my dear son, wait not for the living, the dead would be ruined. So they need for us to send them the gifts. We should send to them with such enthusiasm that we would want people to send to us after we have passed on with the same degree of enthusiasm. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.